The allegations against Kramer were first reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Friday night. By Saturday afternoon, Kramer's office announced that he had checked into an unspecified treatment facility. Shortly after, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office released a statement saying Kramer had lost the trust of GOP leaders and they would vote Tuesday to remove him as majority leader. Kramer first won the majority leader job in September, but only after an unusually personal speech by fellow Republican Chris Kapinga urging colleagues to vote against Kramer and vote for GOP Representative Dean Knutson instead. Kapinga said he had witnessed a pattern of habitual behavior by Kramer, including at a recent convention where Kapinga said Kramer, quote, did not represent well.
We can't have sexual innuendos. We can't have bad language in the public. I don't have any concern with me. I don't. None. I do have those concerns with Bill.
Kramer's blunt, sometimes abrasive style often stands out. As Speaker pro tem, he regularly cracked jokes during debate and more than once cleared the public gallery when spectators violated the rules. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.